So you've got a bunch of white people essentially playing Indian. They, and you know, they want to put on war paint and put turkey feathers in their hair.
John Kane is a local Native American. He's also the radio host of Let's Talk Native. Kane was asked to be a part of a committee as the Lancaster District explores this topic. Kane says a report is being compiled for the school board. A big meeting to discuss the issue will be held March 3rd.
This is just absurd. And of course, it is, you know, the position that they take that they're somehow honoring us, it isn't an honor. I mean, they've misappropriated elements of our culture that they want to claim for their own, and then use the worst possible word. I mean, the word Redskin, no matter how you break it down, either, in the best case scenario, we're being identified simply by the hue of our skin.
Back in 2001, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights had called for an end to the use of Native American images and team names by non-Native schools. Kane points out the failure to follow this recommendation.
It has no enforcement or no remedy. It just makes, you know, the statement about condemning any environment that creates an uncomfortableness or feeling of discrimination.
Those trying to keep the Redskin name have also started an online petition. But Kane says continuing to allow the name Redskin in a school with mainly white students only supports a stereotype and instills prejudice. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.